proportion.
It's time for Nicholas Snow Live, the podcast that's all about connecting the circuitry of humanity. Connect with us at NicholasSnowLive.com. It's not radio. It's Gadio.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is broadcast is going out on May 7th, 2015 at 11 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time. The movie Selma is a chronicle of Martin Luther King's campaign to secure equal voting rights via an epic march from Selma to Montgomery, Alabama in 1965. The film opened the 2015 Palm Springs International Film Festival, and I was on the red carpet to interview director Ava DuVernay and star David Oyelowo and capture remarks by the festival's executive director, Larry McDonald, as well as director of programming Helen Dutoit's comments, and last but not least, rapper Common. Now, I don't know about you, but when I watch televised red carpet interviews, I just want to slap most entertainment reporters because their questions are so mundane. I like to think that I raised the bar with my own red carpet questions. I'll let you be the judge after this.
I want to give a big shout out of thanks to all my advertisers. You'll hear their commercials during the show. If this episode had a presenting sponsor, you would be hearing their commercial right now at the beginning of the show. For information on how to secure this sponsorship, or for the contact information for all my advertisers, visit NicholasSnowLive.com and click on the advertisers link in the main submenu. Spotlight on Palm Springs.
Come to Lulu, the award-winning California bistro. Fabulous breakfast, a luscious three-course Sunday brunch, scrumptious dinners serving fresh fish, perfect steaks, pizzas, salads, and more. Something for everyone. A three-course special to savor from $15.99. The best all-day and night happy hour. There's always a party at Lulu in the heart of downtown Palm Springs on South Palm Canyon and Arenas.
New designer furnishings, sparkling cocktail rings, vintage jeans and shirts for moms, teens, boys, and flirts. Area rugs and stylish bedding design your wedding. Shiny knickknacks and glam Hollywood throwbacks. You'll find it here at Revivals. Voted best of the Valley thrift stores. Now with even more new treasures, plus one-of-a-kind consignment and estate items. Fashion, accessories, furniture, it's all in store at Revivals. Find it here. Visit us at RevivalStores.com to find a Revival store near you.
Hi, I'm Nicholas Snow. Many of you know that I am HIV positive. I'm living powerfully with HIV because I benefit from the services of the Desert AIDS Project in Palm Springs, California, and I'm very happy to bring you this news from another grateful client of Desert AIDS Project.
I'm more proactive with my health now, I think, than I was before, and I think that's because there's other people that are being proactive with me. You know, there's people that are interested and concerned about it.
A lot of services that are very difficult to access to HIV-infected patients are gathered within one roof. We do have access to substance abuse counselor, mental health services, psychiatrists. We have dental service programs. We have nutritional programs, housing, case management. Very unique in the nation that all the programs, including medical services, are administered within one facility.
Coming here, I felt just an amazing amount of love from Desert AIDS Project. They are people who just care in the community, people who want to put a hand out and say, let me hold yours. And I think that makes all the difference in the world.
For more information, visit desertaidsproject.org.
And now, on with the snow, show, celebrating his fourth decade as a multimedia entertainment activist. Producer and host Nicholas Snow is all about honoring and expressing his life force in a way that makes a difference, while inspiring you to do the same. Reaching millions of people worldwide, Nicholas is definitely a leading primo promo homo on the go-go. Yes, over 6 feet of snow has just drifted into your podcast experience. And here he is, Nicholas Snow.
And this episode, I'm taking us back to the night of January 2nd, 2015, for the opening night of the Palm Springs International Film Festival, the opening night film being Selma, at which time had already been nominated for a lot of Golden Globe Awards. There was intense buzz about the film. The Academy Award nominations had not yet come out, and I had the opportunity to work the red carpet. Now, as I mentioned at the top of the show, I think that most entertainment reporters ask the most mundane questions on the red carpet. I try to rise above that and ask unique questions. I'll let you be the judge as to whether or not I've risen to the occasion. Here's my special coverage of the Selma opening night at the Palm Springs International Film Festival.
He's got supporters. Detroit, New York, Los Angeles, inciting large-scale arrests and sympathy marches.
I'm very aware of that, Mr. Hoover.
What I do know is nonviolence.
What I need to know right now, what's Martin Luther King about to do next?
Mr. President, Dr. King is here.
Mr. President, in the South, there have been thousands of racially motivated murders.
We need your help,
Dr. King. This thing's just going to have to wait.
It cannot wait.
You got one big issue. I got 101.
Selma it is.
Here is the next great battle.
Selma's the place, and they ready.
Dr. King!
I tell you, that white boy can hit.
We will not tolerate agitators attempting to orchestrate a disturbance in this state.
It is unacceptable that they use their power to keep us voiceless. No!
That have gone before us say no more.
People are actually, they're
going to
kill our children. They're trying to get inside of your head.
What happens when a man stands up, says enough is enough?
We build a path as we came, rock by rock.
This sail is probably burst.
It probably is.
We must march. We must stand up.
You march those people into rural Alabama, it's got to be open season.
May I have a word?
There's no word to be had.
The people.
There are 70 million people watching.
These pictures are going around the world.
We must make a massive demonstration.
White, black, and otherwise. Come to Selma.
I heard about the attack of innocent people. I couldn't just stand by.
Looks like an army out there.
This revolution goes on and on. This revolution goes on and on.
My eyes have seen the glory. 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 Hallelujah.
What happens when a man stands up, says enough is enough?
Hi, Ava. Congratulations on the film.
Thank you.
I was wondering, how do you balance the hat of a filmmaker and the hat of a person that would like to change the world around issues of race?
Oh, goodness. I don't balance them. They're the same thing.
They are. A lot of people in the industry that I interview, for some reason, separate their activism and their art. But for you, they are the same.
Well, it's the same because I'm an artist, I'm a citizen of the world, and it's all in one body and one mind, so I don't try to separate them. I don't try to have one comment on the other. I just do work from a place of care and love, and the things I care about and love come out of my work.
And did you have to fight to direct this film? Was there close competition, and how did you cinch it?
My friend David Oyelowo got me the job. He had been cast as Dr. King. We had worked together on something previously. He went to the producers and said, hire her, and they did.
Congratulations. I can't wait to see it.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
I was wondering if you can recall your earliest time in your life when you learned about Dr. King, and what that was like for you.
Well, I'm from the UK, so I didn't grow up having him taught in schools and learning the "I Have a Dream" speech when I was growing up. But I think my first encounter, in terms of Dr. King, was probably seeing grainy footage of the "I Have a Dream" speech on television, and in a a sense, that's the shame about Dr. King up until this movie. In a sense, he's been reduced to that speech and his assassination and, you know, other famous speeches of his. But he was so much more than that. And that's one of the amazing things about getting to portray him, to show that.
And when you were all on the set of Selma, did you realize what how powerful this film could be? And was there pressure to make it a world-changing type of story?
I don't think you can ever go into a film trying to be world-changing. All you can do is try to tell the truth. What we didn't anticipate is that Ferguson would happen after we had shot the film, Eric Garner would happen after we'd shot the film, that we would have some of the largest demonstrations and marches happening after we'd shot the film that this country has seen since the protests against the Vietnam War. We couldn't have prepared for that, but I'm just thankful that we made a truthful enough film that it is meeting this moment in a very real and potent way.
Final question. What was it that that allowed you to give yourself permission to follow your own dream of being an actor? What was the motivating force in your life?
I think hard work, knowing that, you know, I was going to treat it as a craft, not just because it's something I liked to do. I went to drama school for 3 years. I was at the Royal Shakespeare Company for another 3 years. And, you know, I do think the difference between good and great is work. And I'm a hard worker, and that served me very well.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Hi. The star of Selma. I'm Nicholas Stowe on the red carpet at the Palm Springs International Film Festival.
Yeah. Our efforts this year are devoted, as always, to enriching our understanding of the world we live in through the vibrant and powerful medium of film we celebrate with the films and filmmakers showcased in this year's festival life. To that end, nothing on screen this year is more powerful than the incredibly accomplished film we've selected to open this year's festival. And here to introduce that film and the gifted talents behind the making of it is the festival's artistic director. Please welcome Helen Dutoit.
Hello, everyone. Nice to have you here. Welcome to day one of our 12-day marathon. As the artistic director, it is my privilege to work with a wonderful team of programmers. Carl Spence, Alyssa Simon, Evie Tabachnik, Ken Jacobson, Therese Hayes, and of course, Daryl McDonald. Collectively, we have seen well over 2,000 films over the past 12 months and are delighted to be presenting a mere 196 of our favorites to you over the coming days. I'm especially thrilled to introduce you to the director of our opening night film. Ava DuVernay was a film publicist before she turned to directing in 2009. She made two low-budget feature films, the second of which, Middle of Nowhere, won the Best Director Award in Sundance in 2012. With her new film, Selma, Ava's career is exploding. Selma has been nominated for four Golden Globe nominations, Best Picture, Best Director, Best Actor, and Best Song by Common, amongst numerous other prestigious nominations and awards. And of course, we hope to be rooting for Ava at the Oscars. We also have two very special actors joining us this evening. David Oyelowo, whose performance as Martin Luther King is utterly captivating. David will also be honored at our Black Tie Gala tomorrow evening. We also have with us rapper and actor Common. How common is that? So please join me in a very warm welcome for Common, David Oyelowo, and the extraordinary Ava DuVernay.
Very briefly. First, we love you, Mayor, but it's only 2 hours long, don't worry. Stop from shifting your seat, from looking at the floor. I want to thank Daryl and Helen and Carl Spence. I don't know if you know, but you have some world-class programmers here. I met Helen at the Toronto Film Festival. I met Carl at the Seattle Film Festival. And I met Daryl. He doesn't remember when he met me, and I didn't tell him because I wanted to save it for the stage. My very first short that I made in 2005, I wanted to be in the Palm Springs Short Film Festival so badly. It's the largest film festival for short. It's an important film festival for short film filmmakers. I said, I'm only going to apply to one festival because I only want one. And I got in. Sorry, as well. No more. And anyway, I had the opportunity to come to Palm Springs for the very first time, and I fell in love with the place, the people here. You all really love films, a lot of cinephiles here, film geeks like me, it's very cool. And so I always appreciate that experience because I've shown my films all over the world since then, but it started right here, so thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, yeah. You know, we're the opening night film, and we are in pretty dresses and suits, but you have a lot of other beautiful filmmakers that have beautiful work that's been carefully programmed and curated here, and I just encourage you to seek out things that you've not heard, seek out things that are not Golden Globe nominees. That's how folks grow and gain confidence, by showing your work in front of audiences, so I hope you'll do that. Let me just tell you, this guy is nominated for Best Actor, Golden Globe, and Critics' Choice, and you're going to see why. And this guy is nominated for a Golden Globe for Best Song. He has a song at the end, it's incredible. And he does a legend, and he's also an actor in the film, so he pulls double duty. And then he's going to say, I will.
Hi, everyone. Just quickly to say, we made this film in a spirit of service and love, and we hope you receive it as such.
I would like to say you all are making me cool being here. So. And I'm just honored to be here. This is my first time being able to attend, and I would not want to be here without being with Selma. Selma's been a gift in my life, and hopefully you all will feel that gift and be inspired to go out and help improve the world. That's what we're here for. So thank you.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours. It will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure.
The heavens, no man, no weapon formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtaposition in us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walk through Ferguson with our hands up. When it goes down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots be on the ground, the camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours. It will be ours. Oh, no. Oh,
glory, glory.
Now the war is not over. Victory isn't won. But we'll fight on to the finish. And then when it's all done, we'll cry glory. Oh, glory. Oh,
glory. Selma is now. For every man, woman, and child. Even Jesus got his crown in front of a crowd. They march with the torch, we gon' run with it now. Never look back, we done gone hundreds of miles. from dark roles, heroes, to become a hero, facing the League of Justice. His power was the people. Enemy is lethal, a king became regal. Saw the face of Jim Crow under a bald ego. No one can win a war individually. It takes the wisdom of the elders and young people's energy. Welcome to the story we call victory. The coming of the Lord, my eyes have seen the glory.
One day, when the glory comes,
of course, that song went on to win the Academy Award for Best Song. And if you watch the Academy Awards telecast, the staging and performance of that song was unbelievable, so inspiring. You can find it on YouTube. I'll be back with some final words after this.
Did you know I'm an author? At the time of this recording, I have two books out. The first, a Living Powerfully with HIV memoir called Life Positive, A Journey to the Center of My Heart. It takes place throughout Asia and even in Palm Springs. It could be called Eat, Pray, Disclose. The second book, A Return to Brokeback Mountain, photos and interviews from the historic Hollywood premiere. To find these titles, go to nicholassnowlive.com and click on Books in the main submenu.
Hey folks, mark your calendars for early November because it's time for Greater Palm Springs Pride, Southern California's popular and longest-running LGBT festival in the Coachella Valley. Palm Canyon Drive is closed to traffic and transformed into a vibrant, pedestrian-friendly Pride Festival unique to Southern California. Palm Springs Pride is also one of the sponsoring organizations of the annual Harvey Milk Diversity Breakfast, which takes place every year in May. Visit pspride.org.
The LGBT Community Center of the Desert is a nonprofit organization dedicated to enriching the lives of the LGBT community in the Valley through health and wellness, social and educational programs. The center advances its mission through a clinical counseling and internship program, senior programming, youth anti-bullying and suicide prevention support programs, a growing volunteer program, and signature special events in the community for its members and allies. For more information on the LGBT Community Center, visit them on the web at thecenterps.org.
In Greater Palm Springs, since 1979, the Desert Business Association has promoted and supported LGBT and allied businesses and professionals who join together for business promotion, economic development, educational, and humanitarian purposes. Their vision is to connect, promote, and build prosperity by embracing all members of the community to make a positive difference. They have many events every month. Find them at desertbusinessassociation.com.
This is Nicholas Snow Live, connecting the circuitry of humanity. Connect with us at NicholasSnowLive.com. It's not radio. It's Gadio.
I was actually running my video camera when I interviewed star David Oyelowo, and I will be uploading that to my YouTube channel. Selma is now out on DVD. I personally want to see it again because in all the energy of an opening night, there's just so much to pay attention to. Even though I did watch the entire film, I look forward to seeing it again, and I hope you'll see it as well if you haven't already. Have a great day.
He's got supporters. Detroit, New York, Los Angeles, inciting large-scale arrests and sympathy marches.
I'm very aware of that, Mr. Hoover.
What I do know is nonviolence. What I need to know right now, what's Martin Luther King about to do next?
Mr. President, Dr. King is here.
Mr. President, in the South, there have been thousands of racially motivated murders.
We need your help,
Dr. King. This thing's just going to have to wait.
It cannot wait.
You got one big issue, I got 101.
Selma it is.
Here is the next great battle.
Selma's the place, and they ready.
Dr. King!
I tell you, That white boy can hit.
You will not tolerate agitators attempting to orchestrate a disturbance in this state.
It is unacceptable that they use their power to keep us voiceless. Those that have gone before us say no more.
People actually say they're going to kill our children. They're trying to get inside of your head.
What happens when a man stands up, says enough is enough?
We build the path as we came, rock by rock.
This cell is probably bust. It probably is.
We must march. We must stand up.
You march those people into rural Alabama, it's got to be open season.
May I have a word?
There's no word to be had.
The people. The people. The people. The people. The people. The people.
There are 70 million people watching. These pictures are going around the world.
We must make a massive demonstration.
White, black, and otherwise. Come to Selma.
I heard about the attack of innocent people. I couldn't just stand by.
Looks like an army out there.
This revolution goes on and on. This revolution goes on and on.
My eyes have seen the glory. 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 Hallelujah.
What happens when a man stands up, says enough is enough?
You've been listening to Nicholas Snow Live. Find all of our advertisers and everything Nicholas Snow at NicholasSnowLive.com. Nicholas uses both Twitter and Facebook to alert listeners just as he's going on the air. Anytime, 24/7, you may direct tweet at TheNicholasSnow or post your questions, comments, breaking news, and gossip on the Nicholas Snow Live Facebook page. Nicholas may very well discuss your tweet or comment on the air. When communicating with or about the show using any form of social media, be sure to use the hashtag NicholasSnowLive. You may also Skype into live broadcast from anywhere in the world. For Skype instructions and to review all the Connect with Show options I've just mentioned, simply visit NicholasSnowLive.com and click Connect with the Show in the main submenu. Nicholas also broadcasts regular video chats and interviews on his YouTube channel using Google Hangouts. So subscribe at youtube.com/snowbiznow. That's youtube.com/snowbiznow. For all of his social media links, visit NicholasSnowLive.com and click on Social Networks in the main submenu. This show is produced and copyrighted by Nicholas Snow Productions, LLC. All rights reserved. Thank you for being a part of the snowstorm. We are honored by your presence.